Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition 2003, recorded on Thursday the 29th of March 2018, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry, and I'm joined by Bridget Cook.
Thank you, James, and hello, everyone. We'd like to welcome new listener Sally Palmer of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have two features. One on the story of a city cycling dynasty told in a new book, and the other on how a BBC radio programme found gold with a very popular game show. We have letters to the evening news, what's on, and information desk. Our first news stories include a TV veteran who is championing NHS research and newly refurbished hotel rooms open. But first, the public are to be given a say on proposals for new 20 mile per hour speed zones. Norwich City Council is proposing to cut speed limits to 20 miles per hour in residential areas surrounding the blue and yellow pedalway cycle routes in the city. Roads which could be affected include Constitution Hill, Eaton Road, South Park Avenue, Sandy Lane and Woodcock Road. The council says the reduction in speed will make the areas safer for cyclists and pedestrians. Members of the Norwich Highways Agency Committee have now agreed to move ahead with public consultation on the scheme. However, they refused a request to include an option in the consultation to make Unthank Road and Bluebell Road 20 mile per hour areas.
A man has been arrested on suspicion of causing an explosion in a public place after an incident in Norwich. Police were called to Pettus Road following reports a device had been thrown from a property. The device, which exploded, is thought to be a paintball grenade. Armed officers attended and a man in his 40s was arrested on suspicion of causing an explosion in a public place, likely to cause injury or damage.
Hundreds of scooters whizzed through Norwich to deliver Easter eggs to children in hospital as part of an annual event. The Norwich Scooter Collective travelled from Open Academy in Heartsease to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to deliver the eggs. The Easter egg run is now in its 10th year, and this year saw roughly 300 kind-hearted riders take part. Earlier in the day, some of the team from Lind Motorrad, BMW motorcycle dealership in Norwich, also arrived on their bikes to drop off toys and gifts. Personnel from RAF Marham will make their annual delivery of eggs, while Reed Global will continue the week of giving. The eggs and presents were delivered to youngsters staying in the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital. The hospital has thanked those involved for the continued support.
A retired TV film editor from Blowfield is helping the NHS deliver better treatment for the future by championing health research. John Lewis helped to deliver news to BBC audiences across the country for over 30 years, and before retiring, Mr. Lewis edited more than 6,000 editions of BBC Look East from their studios in Norwich. But in 2015, he suffered a transient ischemic attack, TIA, also known as a mini-stroke, which is caused by a temporary blockage in the blood supply to part of his brain. Mr. Lewis said, "It was as if I had an icicle at the top of my head and all of a sudden I felt cold and shaky. My left arm went numb and my face drooped." Mr. Lewis was rushed to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, where doctors gave him treatment to break up the blood clot that had caused the blockage. While on the ward, he was visited by a nurse from the hospital's research team. The research nurse offered him the chance to join a clinical research trial looking at blood pressure variations in people who had strokes or TIAs, and Mr. Lewis decided to go for it.
Fire crews were called out to a fire at a YMCA building in Norwich. the incident at the Norwich Central YMCA building in Winnell's Yard started after the alarm was raised about a fire in one of the third floor bedrooms, of which the property, which provides accommodation for homeless 16 to 25-year-olds. Group manager Richard Smith from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service said, "There was a small fire in one of the bedrooms and we had about six fire crews and the aerial ladder platform extinguish it. The YMCA staff worked really well to evacuate and carry out a roll call and confirm to the fire service there was nobody in the building."
Almost £3.5 million of government money is to be pumped into plugging the holes left in our roads by the harsh winter weather conditions. Transport Secretary Chris Grayling announced a further £100 million is to be made available to repair potholes nationwide, and at £3,448,743, Norfolk's share of the money is among the largest in the country. It comes after the beast from the east left roads across the county in need of urgent repair. Martin Welby, chairman of Norfolk County Council's Environment, Development and Transport Committee, said the funding boost was extremely welcome.
The descendant of a Norwich hotelier experienced a proud moment for his family as a commemoration of his relative went on display in the establishment he once ran. Walter Rye was manager of the Maidshead Hotel in Tombland from 1889 to 1895 and went on to become the city's mayor from 1908 to 1909. And it was the honour of his great-grandson, Peter Rye, to open the latest rooms in the hotel to be refurbished as part of a £2.5 million renovation project.
A cross-party group of local MPs is backing Norwich City's call for the introduction of a safe standing area at Carrow Road. Currently, 2,000 to 3,000 fans, about 10% of the crowd, stand throughout matches in the lower Barclays stand at the football ground. In the past, children have been forced to stand on their seats to get a clear view, putting them at risk of falling. The club said it is concerned about the safety risks. The top two tiers of English football are not allowed to provide safe standing areas under the terms of the Football Spectators Act of 1989 and subsequent 1990 Taylor Report recommendations. Norwich City wants to see a change in the legislation so that safe standing areas can be introduced, as is normal practice in many European countries. The club argues it would allow those who wish to stand to do so without blocking other fans' views or posing a risk to other fans' safety. In December, a Norfolk Safety Advisory Group decision resulted in the club relocating 17 under-16s and 18 accompanying adults from the popular lower tier of the Barclays stand to other parts of the ground as a result of standing on seats.
A dog tag belonging to an American Second World War veteran has been returned to his family following its discovery in a Norfolk field. Chef Andrew Curry from Cossey found the relic with a metal detector while searching the site of a former military barracks near Dereham. Despite being more than 40 years old, the owner's name, service number and address are still visible. It had once belonged to Albert M. Cox from Belmar, New Jersey, who was stationed in England during the war. Using the internet, Mr. Curry, 37, was able to dig up a wealth of information about the former serviceman and trace his family. He said, "I googled the soldier's name and service number, and it took me to a website where he featured in a New Jersey newspaper in May 1944. He and his four brothers were posted around the world, and the article was in honour of his mother for having five sons in service." A cutting from the now-defunct Coast Advertiser features a photo of Mr. Cox, along with his four brothers. It revealed that he was a corporal who joined the army in February 1943 before entering the Air Force. Writing to the editor, Mr. Cox said at the time how proud he was that his brothers were also serving in the military. He survived the war, but later died in 1989 in Peekskill, New York.
Next, we bring you letters to the evening news.